Good morning and welcome to day 21 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. This is the voice of Pastor Scott. You don't see me this morning because instead of focusing upon me, I want us to focus upon the cross. You'll recognize this as the beautiful stained cross that is featured at the front of our sanctuary and is probably something that you focus upon when we're gathered in worship. I know that when I'm in the pew, it always draws my eye. And why the cross on this morning? Because Pastor Zach is encouraging us to think about the most beautiful thing. Yesterday, we talked about the beautiful thing the woman did as she used her jar of costly perfume to bathe Jesus in it, something quite extravagant. And today he invites us, encourages us to reflect upon the crucifixion in gory detail, not very pretty at all, in a place that most of us, myself, I'm not comfortable staying there and thinking about how Jesus suffered on our behalf. I see the cross as beautiful because Jesus is no longer on it, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't. And we do need to be reminded of what it was he did for us, what he willingly did for us, the beautiful thing that he did because of his love for us. And while he hung upon the cross, while he was in the throes of death, Jesus prayed to his Father, not for himself, but for those who had hung him there, praying that God would forgive them, that God would forgive us, for we do not know what we are doing. There's beauty in that statement because it demonstrates God's unconditional love for us. Even when experiencing the pain of death, Jesus has on his mind, in his heart, the pain that of his followers, the pain of those who weren't his followers, who did something they didn't understand that we know needed to be done in order to fulfill what God had written, what had been written, but they didn't really understand what they were doing, and Jesus offers grace. Grace in that moment, an undeserved love for them. And through the power of the crucifixion and resurrection, justification for each and every one of us, that we might be in a right relationship with God. So we focus upon this beautiful thing, that is the cross, empty, in stained glass, beautiful, as a reminder of the resurrection and the good news of Jesus overcoming death on our behalf. It's an Easter cross, no doubt, but let us not forget the action that Jesus took by allowing himself to be hung upon that cross, and the action he took by praying to his Father that for the forgiveness of those who placed him there. And so what does that have to do with the serving challenge? Well, the question is, how do we respond? How do we respond to this grace, this love that we have been given? Jesus encourages, invites us to respond as he did the disciples on that night in which was betrayed as he washed their feet. He encourages us to love one another as he has loved us. And he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. How do we respond to this beautiful thing that God through Christ has done? I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 22. Sleep in a little, it's Saturday, as we will continue to reflect upon this action aspect of serving like Jesus. Take care.